KULP proudly announces its 75th anniversary serving the Texas Rice Belt. The Ocampo-based radio station started with an entrepreneurial vision. The origins of KULP go back to just after World War II. America had just won the war, and America was growing. With $4,000 in the bank, Lewis Thurman Culp Kruger filed an application for a new standard broadcast station construction permit with the Federal Communications Commission January 8, 1947. Joining Culp and realizing his dream of giving the Rice Belt its first local radio station were Lafayette Lionel Duckett, Charles Coppedge Ingram, J. Edward Johnson, and Ross Bohannon. Together, they formed the Wharton County Broadcasting Company. Naming the station was almost a no-brainer. Culp already had four letters. All that needed to be done was change the letter C to a K. The FCC requires that radio stations' call letters west of the Mississippi begin with a K, and KULP was born. On Tuesday, April 13, 1948, at 7 a.m., KULP signed on the air at 1390 kilohertz with 5 minutes of music, followed by a 5-minute news broadcast read by Bill Lamb.
The Democratic Party is split. President Truman's chances look dim. Republican Thomas E. Dewey is confident of winning.
Max Westerholm's farm program ran until 7:30, when the Lucky 1390 show, featuring popular music and requests, took to the airwaves. The Polka Parade followed the Lucky 1390 program at 8 a.m. and ran until 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. And that means KULP is home to the longest-running radio program in America. Bet you didn't know that. The Polka Parade featured local and area Czech polka bands. In the very early days, it wasn't uncommon to have a band simply show up and play live on the radio. Polka Time still runs from 8 to 9 weekdays and is the longest-running radio show in the nation. Over the last 75 years, KLP has covered thousands of Ricebird basketball, baseball, and of course, football games.
First and 10 from the El Campo 42. Mark Reese wide right. They got to give Bartosz time to throw. And on first down, he will roll right. He's got time, goes down the sideline to Sammy Tolden, who's open. Tolden at the 20. There he goes! Touchdown! 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 El Campo wins! El Campo wins!
We've done hundreds of sporting events in Wharton and surrounding counties, as well as all over the state and country during the postseason. We've run over 13,000 newscasts and read over 58,000 public service announcements, announced thousands of fairs, festivals, fundraisers, fish fries, family reunions, and, yes, funeral notices. We still proudly do those. And of course, there's Jerry Alts, who for years did mornings, news, sold advertising, was a general manager, and still somehow managed to write a column for the El Campo Leader News.
Over El Campo's 100-year history, it appears that people who came here with a passion for farming also were passionate about education.
Hi, this is Jerry Santa Claus Alts.
Well, good morning, Jerry Alts, out and around in Wharton County. And
well, from the Needville Harvest Festival, this is Jerry Alts.
Well, Jerry Alts, out and around in Wharton County, talking with Chris Barber. Chris, about to announce your retirement, but I understand you're working up to the end.
Leaving the Leader News, and I'm leaving the newspaper business.
Standing on the shoulders of those who have come before us, we're woven into the fabric of small-town life. KULP has played over 4 million songs. Patsy, Johnny, Dolly, Willie, Waylon, The Possum, Garth, Robert Earl, King George. As Jimmy Buffett would say, songs you know by heart. And the latest Texas artists coming out, too. We play them all. Over our 75-year history, KULP has only had three owners. Wharton County Broadcasting, Barbie Broadcasting, and Wharton County Radio, Inc. KULP has only had five general managers. Culp Kruger, from 1948 to 1961. Chuck Schwarzkopf, 1961 to 1965. John Fox, 1965 to 1975. Jerry Alts, from 1975 to 2003, and Stephen Zetchi, 2003 to present. On April 13, 2017, KULP-FM was added at 106.7 FM. KULP is now on the web. In 2022, KULP streamed over 5 million minutes of music, news, weather, and sports, including 1390 AM, 106.7 FM, and KULPRadio.com. The audience is estimated at over 70,000 monthly. Currently, the KULP staff includes Clint O. Robinson. He's been here 37 years. Bob Nason, 39 years. Russell Hill, that's me, 12 years. Ricky Johansson, 11 years. And Steven Zecchi, 20 years. The owners of Wharton County Radio, Inc. are President Mike Wingler. He's an El Campo native, and Mike also worked at KULP in the mid-60s. And if you were around back then, you probably knew him for the Mikey Wikey Show, a teen music program. Mike owns the station with Steven Zecchi, who's the managing partner. KULP has done all these things because of you. Your support in both listening and advertising makes KULP one of the most successful small market radio stations in Texas. We're truly grateful to both our listeners and sponsors. You made us who we are, and we'll continue to reflect that. So, where do we go from here? Well, that depends on you. We always say we have two customers, the listeners and the sponsors. But we'll make both of you a promise. If you continue to turn to KULP for your favorite music, news, weather, and sports, and put your marketing dollars here, where they'll work best, we promise to try to be around for another 75 years, maybe even longer. After all, we're here because of you. We're here for you. Thank you, El Campo, Wharton County, and the Texas Rice Belt. Here's to another 75 years.
For 75 years, there's been only one hometown radio station, and you're listening to it.